obulamu buli butya
and how is your lives
mbuulirira ku muganda wo
you can greet of your brethren
omwagalize ebisinga obulungi
and wish them the best
ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe
which come from God the Father
omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu
the Son and the Holy Spirit
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus much
mwagalize ebisinga obulungi
wish them the best
ebiva eri Katonda Kitaffe
which come from God the Father
omwana n'omwoyo omutukuvu
the Son and the Holy Spirit
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo
praise Jesus
much mukama tumwebaze olw'amakya ga leero
thank God for this morning
kubanga agenze maaso n'okutukunganya mu kifo kino
moved on to gather us in this place
ati ayongere okutuwa omusana ogw'ekigambo kye
and will move on give us light of his word
tutambulire mu nsi erimu ekizikiza
and we move in the world which holds darkness
naye nga tumulisera nga tulaba
yet we lighten and at the same time we see
kubanga era mbakolisi ekisooka ekyokubira esula eyokuna
still in 2 Corinthians chapter 4
olunyo lw'omukaaga
and the verse 6
bakulw'omusanvu
and 7
katonda yalagira omusana gwake mu kizikiza
God commanded light shine in darkness
omusana ogw'okumanya ekitiibwa kya Katonda
light of knowledge of God's glory
mu maaso ga Kristo
before Christ
naye obugagga obwo
but that treasure
ayagala okubuteeka mu bibya byaffe bino eby'ebbumba
wants to put them in our vessels of clay
gy'emibiri gyaffe
those are our bodies
olonna amaanyi amangi
then the much power
eyongerenga okuva eri Katonda
move on to come from God
so say
and not from us.
When
it comes from him,
tulaba obulungi bungi.
We see much goodness.
Kubanga teri ayinza kulimitinga mwoyo
we. No one can limit his spirit.
Ekyo Bible kyetugamba.
That's what Bible tells us.
Egamba kiryogerwa gwe Isaya nti omwoyo gwa Mukama gufunze.
Will it be spoken Israel that the spirit of the Lord is limited?
So tetusobola limitinga mwoyo wa Mukama.
We cannot limit the spirit of God.
Bwaba ava gyali.
When it comes from him.
Bible egabi kwatume munana.
Bible says in Acts 1:8.
Wali gyali bawa amani.
When he will come, he will give you power.
Samanyi ge tusobola gali mitinga.
Not limit his power. Accept a vessel where God puts the treasures of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And then the much power will be coming from him always to stand for our sake. What it tells us in Matthew 5 that will be the light of the world. First puts in you the light of knowledge of his word.
And
then you to lighten this world.
This
world is not of darkness of ignorance.
And
Satan moves to reign over men. And to throw many in hell for lacking the light of knowledge. But God gathers us here as he wrote us his holy book,
put
in much light of his word.
Come
get more light in that word
always.
For it's the light which wells to eternal life, the light of the word of God. We want to move on
part 1 and part 2 y'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu.
With part 1 and part 2 of our journey of heavens.
Era nga tukyali ku part 1.
We were still on the part 1.
Y'olugendo lwaffe olw'eggulu.
Of the journey of heavens.
Olwatambulira mu Bible.
That moved in the Bible.
Okumala emyaka 7.
For 7 years.
Okuva mwaka gwa 2005.
From 2005.
Paka 2011.
2011.
Mu series ez'okwolesebwa.
In the series of the visions.
Ebiroto.
The dreams.
Okukyusibwa.
The trance.
Azota.
The azotas.
Urim.
Urim.
Ne samim.
And the thummim.
Entambula ez'omwoyo.
The spiritual transports.
Wansi w'omutwe guli gwe twasimye nga tuwulira.
Under the heading we last heard.
Nga tugamba. Katonda nga mbikulira okuyitibwa.
God revealing me the call.
Endagaano.
The covenant.
N'ekitiibwa kye ku ggwanga lya Uganda.
And his glory on the nation of Uganda.
Okuyita mu lugendo lwe.
Through the journey of heavens that moved in the Bible.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So ngatu chagenda mumaso ni part 1 y'olugendo lw'eggulu.
To move on past one of the journey of heavens.
Wachizura ndi olugendo olulimo ekitundu ekya wansi ne kitundu ekya waggulu.
Discover that journey holds the rim below and the rim above.
Eranga ekitundu ekya wansi
and the rim below.
Chikolebwe gulu eliyokuna mukutondebwa.
Made of the fourth created heaven.
Omuli obwakabaka bw'emunyenye.
Where there is the kingdom of the stars.
Ekitundu kino ekyawansi.
This is the rim below.
Yesu yebazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus much.
Ekitundu ekyawansi.
And the rim below.
Nga kikolebwa eggulu eryokuna mu kutondebwa.
It's made of the fourth created heaven.
Omuli obwakabaka bw'emunyenye mu bbanga lyayo.
The kingdom of the stars and its firmament.
Enjuba n'omwezi.
The sun and the moon.
Era nga twekebejja mu bwakabaka bw'emunyenye mulina amagombe.
And we look in the same kingdom where we find hell.
Geyena.
Hell. and the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where in prison rebellious spirit.
Now,
central of this fourth created heaven, we have 10 planets there, including the planet Earth. We still see the rim below. And we shall finish, move on to the rim above, which is made of the three heavens in the rim above. But right now we see briefly things which are in the rim below, in the fourth created heaven. We promised men to see seven things summarized there. And the first, we looked to the fourth created heaven, which is hard as iron and it's such in appearance. Most people think heaven is just only up there, but when we studied it, discovered this heaven is such
and
it's hard as iron in appearance. Praise Jesus much.
Because
it got explained well,
we
moved on, saw the kingdom of the stars in the firmament of the fourth created heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Started of the kingdom of the stars, the sun and the moon, in the firmament of the heavens, the fourth to be created. As it's spoken in the Genesis chapter 1, verse 14 unto 20. Praise Jesus much.
We
saw much in that kingdom of the stars, and we headed on to our third summary, and we saw of hell, the bottomless pit, and known as the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits in the kingdom of the stars, the firmament of the fourth created heaven. We started much last time.
Now
in the same third part, in the seventh thing we meant to see in the fourth created heaven, we want to see of those in charge of hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Still see the part of hell and the bottomless pit, which is known as the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the fourth created heaven. Today we want to see the one in charge of hell. In the English we say,
hell is led by angel of God,
nti geyena ekulibwa malaika wa mukama, malaika Abaddon,
the angel of death and hell,
malaika wokufane magombe,
and his angels,
nebo malaika abe,
of 200 billions,
bakolebwa billioni bibiri,
not by Satan,
sekuliwa Satani,
and his demons, the foreign angels. Yes,
praise Jesus much.
We
want to see the one who leads hell.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Hell
and the punishments in there,
you
think Satani, in charge of them, Satan, or the angel of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now
we want to hear of that.
At least to veo nga tuchimanyiko.
And at least we move away when we know of that.
Tuga matigiena.
And we say that hell is led by the angel of God, known as angel Abaddon, an angel of death and hell. Group of his angels, 200 billion.
It's
not Satan who leads it, neither his demons,
nor
the fallen angels.
It's
what we want to move and look at. After realizing hell is born in the kingdom of the stars, and it's the bottomless pit, it's the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits. Praise Jesus.
We
wanted to move on, get light in the brief. Who is in charge and leads hell? For most of us, gotten plenty of stories tell us Satan is the leader in hell, and they tell us that Satan himself gives punishments in hell, that he gives the punishment. But all that What not hold truth of the scriptures, but these were stories of people. Those who stuck in what they saw, even though they didn't come from God. Praise Jesus
Christ.
Now we want to move on.
As
we last heard, that hell, the bottomless pit, it's a prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits. According to 1 Peter chapter 3, in the 1 Peter chapter 3, we are told like this from verse 18.
Petero ekisoka esule yokusatu n'olunyiriri ole 18.
1 Peter chapter 3 from verses 18.
Kubanga era ne Kristo yabonyabonyezebwa olw'ebibi omulundi gumu, omutuukirivu olw'abatali batuukirivu, atuleeta eri Katonda, bwe yattibwa omubiri naye n'azuukizibwa omwoyo. Ole 19. Era gwe yagenderamu n'abuulira emyoyo egiri mu kkomera. Olunyo olw'abiri. Edda abataagonda okugumiikiriza kwa Katonda bwe kwali nga kulindirira mu nnaku za Nuuwa, eryato bwe lyali nga likyasibibwa, amazzi mwe gaalokolera abantu si bangi, gy'emyoyo 8.
Yesu yebazibwe okusinira mu Peter ekisooka esuli y'okusatu.
According to 1 Peter chapter 3,
olunyiriri okutandika ku 18
from verse 18
n'okukiira
and down,
Bible yetulaga,
Bible shows us,
nti Kristo yattibwa omubiri,
that Christ Jesus was killed in the body,
n'azuukizibwa omwoyo,
raised up in the spirit,
era mu mwoyo,
and in spirit,
mwe yagenda okubuulira emyoyo egyali mu kkomera,
went to preach to spirits who were in the prison,
edda egitaagonda,
along which it's not humble,
Katonda bwe yali ng'akyagumiikiriza,
when God was patiently waiting, in the eras of Noah, in the Genesis chapter 6 from verses 1 to 9,
the
people, all that generation, in reasons like now, till Christ will be back, all the rebellious, they are put in the prison. That we read of last time, that is hell and the bottomless pit, as we saw that it is found in the kingdom of the stars, in the firmament of the heavens. It's not found within planet Earth where we are, but hell and the bottomless pit, the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious
spirits,
found in the kingdom of the stars. But from long, it's called the prison of God, where imprisoned rebellious spirits. The question is, God would have given Satan to lead this prison, yet is the father of the liars, father of the thieves. Let's ask that question.
You
to get back to understanding of God. If hell, the bottomless pits, and it's the prison of God, you expect, you would have given Satan to lead this prison, as it ever happened,
a thief
to be in charge of a prison, as it ever happened in common sense. Are you there? As it ever happened in this world, in the natural wisdom, a thief to lead a prison. But how come in the spiritual world,
you
to feel the prison of God, hell, the bottomless pit, that it is led by Satan,
and
that he gives punishments there. Vengeance is of God, and giving punishments is of God,
and
pays each as their works are. Why do you think that then the one who pays us,
the
one who punishes us, that for sin, and those who have fallen in hell, why do we think Satan gives punishment
there?
Now can a thief be leading a prison?
Yes, you
praise Jesus much.
Bible
says
in
the John 10, verse 10, it says this. Let's read we here.
Yokana esule yekumi noru nyiriri ole kumi.
John chapter 10 verse 10.
Omubi tajja wabulu okubba n'okutta n'okuzikiriza. Zenajja zibe n'obulamu era zibe nabwo obungi.
Omubi,
a thief,
yes, Satan,
that is Satan,
tajja wabulu okubba,
does not come but to steal, to kill and to destroy. Let us ask a question. Can a thief lead a prison? If God punishes liars of the world and they are fallen in hell and the sinners who refuse to repent, he would have gotten the one who leads them into life, even in sins. He doesn't punish him and gives him to punish his colleagues. Is that justice?
God speaks
with us in John 8. Verse 4, he says this. John 8, verse 44.
Kitamwe Setani, era mwagala okukola okwegomba kwa kitamwe. Oyo okuva ku lubereberye ye Musi. Sote yanywerera mazima, kubanga amazima tegali mu ye. Bwayogera obulimba, ayogera ebiva mu bibye. Kubanga ye mulimba era kitawe w'obulimba.
Owulidde bulungi.
You hear of well.
Sitani kenyini
oyo. Satan himself.
Ye mulimba.
Is the liar.
Kitawe w'obulimba.
Father of lies.
Okuva mu kulubereberi tyanywerera mazima.
Beginning never stood in truth.
Bwayogera obulimba ayogera ebiva mu bibye.
Speaks lies, speaks his relative language.
Mu biro bino ebyokulinnyirira.
These days of trembling.
Amazima ga Katonda.
The truth of God.
Yavaayo n'aleeta okuwulisibwa mu bantu bangi.
He outbrought vision in many people.
Ye kenyini nsibo mbu yakulira
ge yena. Himself is in charge of hell.
Bwo yawa n'ebibonerezo.
That even gives punishments.
Yet it's
the father of liars. Now imagine. Many people have lied in the world. Even others have been lied to. And they have fallen in hell. Now the father of liars is the one leading there in the prison. Is that possible? Let's come to truth of the word of God. If you dare fall in hell, I don't pray for you fall there. For it's not easy according to what is down there.
And
find Satan giving punishment there. Even that is demons.
It's
one of them who caused you to do of things. And what can you speak? Can you see that God is of justice?
And
you find the one who led you commit those sins, he was not punished, but the one punishing. Can you say God is just? God told us in Ezekiel chapter
18
that himself is just. But you can't tell me in his justice he got his prison where he imprisoned rebellious spirits, moved on, committed, give it to Satan the evil. Don't you see deception?
It's
the journey of heaven revealed many things. And I tell you, God revealing me the call
and
the covenant and his glory on the nation of Uganda in the era of
Israel,
as it was on Israel in the BC,
through
the journey of heaven.
In
it involves making us a blessed country.
Egwanga erimanyi ebyama.
In country which knows secrets of the kingdom of heaven. Some of those now we speak of. After discovering that hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God,
is
found in the kingdom of the stars and not in planet
Earth.
This day we head on to move and explain. Satan is not in charge of hell. The bottomless pit, the prison of God. There are angels of God there.
Maraika Abaddon.
Angel Abaddon. Angel of death and hell. And they have their army. 200 billions. Now, deception which first moved the world, which says Satan is leading in hell,
moves
on to show God is not of justice. After Satan haunting us and making us commit sins in the world,
leads
us to lie and sin. When we fail to repent, that we fail in hell, and we
fall
the one who led us to commit sin, God is giving him charge of punishing us.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus
much.
Let's briefly read Ezekiel we hear.
Ezekiel esule ye kumi nomunana noru nyiriri urabili mwetano.
Ezekiel 18 from verse 25.
era naye mwogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana. Muwulire nno aye ennyumba ya Isirayiri, ekkubo lyange siri eryenkanankana, amakubo gammwe sige gatenkanankana.
Owulidde bwagambye?
Have you heard what he says?
Kakati bwe muwandituuse mu geyera.
Now when you would have reached in hell,
ngakalo oguddeyo
ebiteebereka
ebyobutendenya biyinza okugwako,
you may fail to repent
olw'amalalago,
because of your pride,
olw'obutagonda,
and not humbling.
And
then you find the one who was leading in pride, immorality, that is the one there who is chief and the leader. Even his demons, that which trouble the world, that they are in charge of hell.
Bane katondo nyinzo mugambe chigambe echo.
You can speak that
to Ezekiel 18:25.
Timukama
na makubo go
shimenga. Lord, your ways are not just.
Na kama nedda.
And he said no.
Makubo gange
meenganya. My ways are just.
Mwe mutali benganya.
It's you are not just.
Chimwagala kwewa yokutegeere
bitunga bwibiri. Give up yourself, no things how they are.
Bosomolwa bimmo mukaga.
If you read verse 26.
Ayogeranga agamba.
He speaks and he says.
Ezekiel esule ye 18 no lunyiriri olwabirimo mukaga.
Ezekiel 18:26.
Omuntu omutuukirivu bwakyuka ng'okuleka obutuukirivu bwe, n'akola ebitali bya butuukirivu, n'afiira omwo mu butali butuukirivu bwe bw'akoze mwalifiira. Ezekyeri essuula ey'18 olunyiriri
29.
Era naye ennyumba ya Isirayiri boogera nti ekkubo lya Mukama teryenkanankana. Aye ennyumba ya Isirayiri, amakubo gange sigegenkanankana. Amakubo gammwe sige gatenkanankana.
Nti amakubo gaffe gatenkana.
That our ways are one, no, and not just.
Naye Katonda mwenkanya.
But God is just.
Sayinza kudira geyena.
He cannot get hell.
Ekomerali.
Prison.
Nadira omubi.
And omukuru. Get the
Urukurwe.
Chief thief.
Sitani.
Satan.
N'emizimuje.
And his demons.
Biba malaika abago.
They are the fallen angels.
Biba biranga sibu biba kulirayo.
And they are the ones in charge of hell.
Biba gwani doko soka kumbonerezo number one.
Worthy to be punished first.
Let me
tell you this word. If an elder child brings their juniors to commit sin, you beat them, telling them, you elder of these children, you made them commit sin. I've given you to punish them. Is that normal? For example, you have your children and their elder is there.
He's beating
them to commit sin.
Oruvanyuma,
after
orudde wakagwe tata,
come back home father,
ngogamba,
and you say,
but obo,
your junior brothers, you cause them commit sin,
na yecho obo,
but what, you are the ones who are going to punish them for me. We two children can wonder, father, what you are up to. Father, you have a problem on that. Our elder persuaded us
to
commit what is no worth, and as you came back
and
gave him charge to punish us, the father would have beaten all of us.
It
first begins from the one who led us to do what's not right.
So
those words we are in the world,
Uganda,
you've been blessed, those secrets of the kingdom of heaven, even reveal them to nations. That marked in the other vision, which came from Australia. The Australian vision of the nation of Uganda.
It was written
a new vision newspaper in the 1992. It was the Saturday, on the 14th. In the November, through the prophet Wilhelm Wetzel and Emil Klein. And they said, Uganda, you're a blessed country. And that God's right here in Uganda, doing his final work. To be blessed,
read it in
Matthew 13, from verse 9
to
verse 17.
We are
blessed, no secrets of the kingdom of heaven. One voice
is
still hell and what concerns it. Now you get to understand that hell, the prison of God, and the bottomless pit is not led by Satan. There is an angel of God, angel Abaddon, of the chains, angel of death and hell. His army 200 billion. Those in charge of hell. Those who were given right by God to punish those who refuse to repent on the world. Joining fallen angels and their Satan. Now we in this world, time which has been marked,
with
mixed words with the evil Satan, even films acted like Nigerians and the others, and they speak of hell, Satan dragging people to hell like that. Yet the one who makes them commit sin on the world. What is this moving on?
Now,
you know your work, Uganda.
Nawe mkwano gwa Uganda.
Even a friend of Uganda.
Nemwe nabagala Katonda okuva mu season.
Loving God from the entire world.
Okubikula kankana ebyama bya Katonda.
Right now to reveal the secrets of God. Of the kingdom of
heaven.
Everything which was hidden.
That
it was not brought in knowledge. The time it be brought in knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Now,
let's also get to understanding. Satan cannot be the one leading in hell. Listen very well. When Bible speaks of him,
it
says that you two are to be cast in the bottomless pits. We are going in the pits in the bottomless. The one
to
cast there is the one who leads. The one they threw there is the one who is in charge of it. Now that truth is
and
if children of God, we humble where God takes counsel of his words. As he said in Jeremiah, chapter 23, 18. And we analyze them and mark them very well. Jeremiah 23:22 if you sat in the counsel of God's words, you would have drawn his people to understand his words as they are. God is not spoken in the Bible. Even Satan right to be in charge of hell. Have you ever read that? Where did you get those things?
You know,
Satan brought his deception secretly. And brought it into church. And we took it. Satan is going to crush you in hell. And this is Satan. Satan is nothing per se.
He
took these angels of hell, torment and inflict harm on him in hell. 2019 years back, he too was cast in those pits. And he left with authority to Jezebel, the first fallen angel to fall and join on him. The one governing everything Satan was doing. But for ignorance which is on the world, there's even a fake hell. And he shows he's the one in charge there. Maybe takes them to Bermuda Triangle under the ocean and he envisions them. And the one in charge there. Who of you heard of that message? Let me see your hands. That say that Satan is the one in charge of hell. Most of us heard that. A thief. How can he be in charge of a prison?
Yet
is the chief thief. The chief liar. Can he not let them free and they all escape? You may think it's a joke.
He
can even appear as an angel of light.
It
speaks of hell. Given you fake information, not right. And you believe it, leave the word of God. They appear as angels of light. When they say angel of light,
it's
the light of the word of God, light of knowledge. And they bring knowledge, it's not knowledge. And they send those who shed crocodile tears. Now when I reached in hell
reception,
on the reception
was Satan.
And there was Satan
and
everyone reaching there
they
engrave triple six in their forehead. When he left the reception, he brought out the book of punishment. Satan. God says, you pay everyone as their works are.
Now,
Satan is the one paying that side.
That
he brought out the book of punishments. And he read for him.
Wayenda,
you committed adultery. You be punished. And you're striped every day. And you're cutting off your private parts and they get back. That he gives him to his demons to do that.
I don't know some way.
And you two are there, you shed tears yourself. And you thought you cried for truth.
It's
true to fear God. Fearing hell is right. That you don't fall there.
But
if you fear it in falsehood, you'll end up falling there. Praise Jesus much.
Speak
God falsehood on him and you believe it.
And
you speak of him but not in truth and not in righteousness. That is the case.
Spoke
of it in Isaiah 48 from verse 1 to 6 that you speak of me but not in truth and not in righteousness.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
You
look to Isaiah 40 in the verse 12.
Lucifer Satan
spoken as he's been told, you will fall in hell.
Now
the one is meant to cast there and is the one in charge there. Now children of God, let sit in the counsels of God is
what.
And let us yearn. Proverbs 1:23. That accept my rebuke. I will pour my spirit on you. It will make you understand my words. I don't know what we were up to.
First read
in the Isaiah 14 and the verse 12. Isaiah 14 from verses 12.
Ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer emunyenye yencha omwana owencha ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka gwe yameganga amawanga olunyolo 13 noyogera mu mutima gwo nti ndiri nnya mu ggulu ndigulumiza entebe yange okusinga emunyenye za Katonda era ndituula ku lusozi olw'ekibiina kunjuye zenkomerero ezobuchiko obwa kono.
Praise Jesus much. You hear the one they speak of?
Lucifer
himself.
Satan.
Get back to verse 9, they tell him this.
Isaiah 14
from verses 9.
Amagombe wansika kugumuka kululuo okusinka nangoja. Gakoloko sabafu kululuo. Abakulu bonna abensi gayimusiza bakabaka bonna abamawanga okuva ku ntebe zaabwe. Olunyolo 10 abo bonna baliddamu ne bakugamba nti era nawe ofuuse munafu nga fe ofaananyizibwa nga fe. Olunyolo 11 ekitiibwa kyo kisibwa emagombe n'eddoboozi ery'ennangazo envunyu zaaliriddwa wansiwo era envunyu zikubiseeko. Olunyolo 12 ng'ogudde okuva mu ggulu gwe Lucifer emunyenye yencha omwana owencha ng'otemeddwa okutuuka ku ttaka.
Have
you heard what happened?
Hell
who had waited for Satan himself
and
awakes all who fell there long time, all the leaders
and
the Satan who deceived you. He too has come. He's been brought thrown down here. He's been lowered all his harps in hell. He has fallen from heaven, Lucifer. Now Isaiah 40, 9 to 12, Satan to is meant to be cast in hell. That happened in the BC, before the birth of Christ on earth. The prophecy which was released from Isaiah. But when Christ was birthed on earth, what we call AD,
after
death and resurrection of Jesus, 2019 years back, when Jesus ascended in heavens, Revelation 12, verse 7 to 10, it shows Satan was chased from heaven.
He
was being chased. He was thrown in the bottomless pits.
Yes,
praise Jesus. That's hell, the prison. Now it's surprising. This prison worked right from the BC. Showed in the era of Noah. Now ask, before he was thrown there, who was in charge of it? And who chose him to lead hell, as you say? As you move on to say, Satan brought deception and claimed to be the leader of a very threatening place. What did he try to target? To put folks in charge,
folks
in charge of hell when you serve him much on the world. If you'll fall there,
he's going to
give you a job there, you will not be punished yourself. That is what he planted. If you sin and is committed, you sin. As long as it's the Lord and Master there, I tell you it's deception. You will fall on an awe and
it's
not the Master there. Now, the world ever since that message came. Message came much by 2000 beginning. Mostly 2005. When God takes me the journey of heaven, he
said,
come, I show you deception put on the world, which concerns my secrets of the kingdom of heaven.
And
I give you their truth and go live in, as my word is.
Yes,
praise Jesus. Remember, they begin to sink falsehoods. Satan leads hell began long.
But
it became popular by 2000, mostly 2005. People got dreams that they died. They wrote many things.
Said,
I take you in the journey of heavens, but I don't take the dead, I take the living.
So
in Mark 12, 25-27, I'm not God of the dead, but of the living. I want
to
unclothe you of the body.
I want to
move you in my spiritual body. And the vision, the dream, the trance,
Azota,
Yurimu, the
urine,
the spiritual transport. And I go show you. Don't reach on the world and say that I died. He asked me, when I showed Isaiah this, did he first die?
Ezekiel
saw me, did he first die?
Yokana,
John
of
Revelation asked me, did he first die to see me, to be revealed
that?
Who told you I'm God of dead?
Now
that's your drama.
But
I pity you, even times others say that boy, he claims to be the only truthful person in the world, but it angers you in vain. If you are of truth, let's connect. Why you getting angered of truth? If you do out of truth, maybe if you join on your father the liar, Satan. If you feel truth, now where am I reading this? Is it not in your Bible? Before they read it, where?
It was a story.
One went in the jaw of hell and they got out. They went on the left hand of hell, they went on the right, they went on the left hand and the right hand leg of hell, they went in the stomach of hell. As if they show hell is a human being. They went in the jaw of hell. Now these people, Satan is a liar. See if the world with vision is not right. And it's not in the word of God. At times, even stole some scriptures
that
never revealed to connect well.
Jeremiah 23
says,
steal
my words each from another
and they
join in their deception.
In Isaiah
14,
verse
17 to down,
they
told him they are going to put you in the bottom.
Isaiah 14, verse
17.
Doesn't
accept anyone and go back to heaven.
Philippians 3:20
say our home is in heaven.
Now
finds them on this world with different deceptions. He has made them fall in hell after effects that is the one in charge of it. Isaiah 14 verse 18.
Bonna webenkana beba kila mchitibwa buli muntu mu nyumba yeye.
He said
now, kings of the nations are deceived. Everyone in his hell, in his room, in his prison. He's gone and they beat them from there. And they drag them for another punishment. As all appear in their honors, Satan
deceived
them on that.
And
you to go in his lies, you will see. Isaiah 14 verse 19.
Ngoyambadde abattibwa, abafumitibwa n'ekitala, abakka mu mayinja. Abaka mumayinja agobunya ti ngomulambo ogulinyirirwa nebigere.
Have you heard what happens on him?
Yeba mwaulako.
Satan is separated from others.
The first, second levels
of hell. Up to the bottom.
Now,
those who sin, they are up him. Satan was imprisoned down in the pits, lower. Every time his attack to be trampled. That happened on him 2019 years back.
He
spent many years of the BC. Almost 120,000 years. And is not imprisoned. All years in
BC,
he went in heaven, came on the world
deceived,
moved back in heavens like that.
When 2019 years back,
after this resurrection of Jesus, he was chased from there. He was captured, imprisoned in hell. Even some of his fallen angels, those who remained who were led by Jezebel, they were put in the hands of church to cause them to be imprisoned. That's why he said what you bind on earth, it will be bound in heaven. Matthew 18:18. Praise Jesus. Now in all brethren, deception of Satan, he appears as angel of light.
He
captures people by their desirings. And they want to be leaders and chiefs in the ministry. And he finds them in much desire. And he takes them, show them a fake hell. And they come back to deceive us. Even heaven, they faked it. And he told us, in heavens the structures are not yet completed.
Jesus
was on the world 2019 years back. He said in the John 14, I'm going in my father's house. The house is already completed. He said there are many places, many storied mansions there.
It
wasn't that I wouldn't have told you.
This
has got a vision.
We
went in hell and they took me in heaven. When I reached heaven, I found structures of some people and the grass grew in them and they're on foundation level. Others were on wall plates and they are not been roofed yet. Angels were seated there. They're no more built.
Wait,
you are joking. According to Hebrews 11:8-16,
so
God built the city himself, not his angels. He saw fallen angels under the ocean. Ezekiel 27 shows under the ocean they are still building up to today in the shed clock like tails. Now even in heavens they were structures. Others were like of chicken. In the heaven of God you are too familiar. In the heaven of God
there are
chicken like structures.
If
you build nice structures for yourself, and you get the heaven of God,
condive
with Satan to degrade it, to trample it. Now
it
brings scripture by scripture.
Amen.
Command by command, scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. They will be captured.
That's 28:13.
The word of the Lord. That's why it's come for them. Command by command.
Command
by command. Scripture by scripture. Scripture by scripture. Here a little, there a little. From the Old and the New Testament.
Aha.
Let us compete then. They bring their witnesses. Even God brings his.
Yes,
praise Jesus. People shed crocodile tears. Another who conned us told us. Now those who are in the structures, they shed their tears. They are like chicken like structures. Like in the slums in heaven.
Yes,
they called Jesus.
Jesus.
Come even this side. And as he went aside, he became a lion. He wanted to devour them. Now, why did he take them in heaven whom he doesn't want to be with? You play with the deception of Satan. 2019 years back, Bible shows the angel in charge, who has the chains, in charge of the bottomless pit, the prison of God, hell. Revelations 20:1-2. Revelations 20:1.
Nendaba malaika anga ka okuva muguru ngaline kisumuruze kyo bunyo obutakoma no lujegero runene mu mukono gwe olunyo lwokubiri nakwata ogusota omusoto ogwedda ye muli olyomi era sitani nagusibira emyaka 10.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus.
Malaika
angel
nava muguru,
he came from heaven.
Malaika obunyo obutakoma,
angel of the bottomless pits.
In the
heart, the chain and the key. He got the dragon. That is the serpent. The devil, Satan. He bound it. They imprison where? Bottomless pit is what? Prison of God.
Now,
the question is, the one they imprisoned is the one in charge there now? The one who imprisoned him is in charge of what now?
Want
to say Satan reached there and captured hell and he got to be a leader there? This is the call of the nation. This is the covenant of God. This is the glory of God with the nation Uganda. A blessed nation
of
knowing the secrets of the kingdom of heaven and to reveal them to the entire world. We are in part one of the journey of heavens. In the realm below, the fourth created heavens. We see things there briefly. And we see hell, the bottomless pit, the prison of God, spawned in the kingdom of the stars.
In
this aspect, we look to some. Satan is not in charge of hell. Neither his fallen angels, those known as demons, but the angel of God, angel Abaddon of the chains, angel of death and hell, even his entire host, 200 billions. Now revelation
is there
is an angel in charge of the chains which binds. The one he caught to bind.
Others
say that revelation is not yet come to pass. Now when it will come to pass, after it will come to pass, who will be captured then?
Well,
those issues already happened. Satan was captured. The one in his seat now is Jezebel.
In
every authority and power which were of Satan.
In
lies increased, she did not change at all. Even the time they knew they had a short time. Let's repeat Revelations 20. Revelations 20, verses 1.
Nenda pamalaika ngakoku vamuguru. Ngalinech sumuze chobunyo butakoma. Nolu jegeru nene, mumukono gwe. Runyo rokobiri. Nakuato gusota. Omusoto ogwedda ye muli oliomi era setani nagusibira emyaka 10
ogulide malaika.
Have you heard of the angel of the bottomless pits?
Yani oyo,
who is that one?
Kubanga yo kubikulirwa ate muenda 10
name. Revelation 9:11, it gives us his name.
Kadusome tulire.
Let us read we here.
Kubikulirwe sure yo muenda no lunyiriri ole 11.
Revelation 9:11.
Zirina kabaka wazo, malaika owobunyo obutakoma. Erinya mu Lwebulaniya Abaddoni. Ne mu Luyonani alina erinya Apoloni.
Olide kabaka.
Have you heard of the king?
Wejire ba malaika erikola mu bunyo obutakoma.
Angels working in the bottomless pits.
Eriri mu kyama eriyitibwanga enzige.
In the mystery as they are called locusts. Which come from the bottomless pit. Revelations 9:11 says they have a king over them. Angel of the bottomless pit. His name is called Abaddon.
This
angel of the bottomless pit
is
not Satan. Angel Abaddon.
He's
not Satan.
If he is Satan.
Now he captured Satan in Revelation 20. Get back Revelation 20, we see. Revelations 20, verses 1.
Nenda ba malaika ngakoku vamuguru. Ngaline chisumuruze chobunyo obutakoma. Nolu jegero runene mumukono gwe. Olunyiriri olwokubiri. Nakwato gusota, omusoto ogwedda, ye muli oliomi era sitani. Nakusibira emyaka 10.
Kakati ulide malaika yava mu
kulu. You hear angel coming from heavens.
Ngalino olujegero olunene.
He has the big chain.
Nechisumuzo chobunyo obutakoma.
Even the key of the bottomless pit.
Nakwata sitani.
Got the Satan. He got the devil and Satan bound him for 1,000 years. Told us Revelation 9:11. They have a king over them. Angel of the bottomless pit.
His
name is Abaddon.
But
many books were released in the world. And they abused the angel of God. Abaddon is the Satan himself. Now
Satan
captured his fellow Satan and imprisoned him.
There
is some confusion in this world.
Satan
deceived this world.
And
he claimed to be angel of light.
And
he brought a fake message in the church of God. Now by anointing of the two witnesses, the two cherubims who remain,
who
was the cherubim, let them witness for him today. All his deception.
Don't
know whether how Satan feels about me. He has nothing to do even about it. He feels raged.
He said,
if I can cut off his head as he moves out. But as it was on Elisha, I am never moved alone. He had armies of angels around him, horses of fire.
Now,
where will he pass his panga, the Satan himself?
I
witness of him by the Spirit of God until
he's
ashamed his entire world. And those of truth, they will hear the word of their God.
Now,
if you hear today, in all these words,
and
you connect with what you had before the
pulse,
you want to take words.
Revelations 9,
verse
1
and 2. They show us is the same angel called a star from heaven. Revelations
9,
from verses 1.
Malaika wokutano nakumonta ekondere nenda bemunye enyenge eva muguru ngegwa kunsi nawe bwe kisumuruze ky'obunyo obutakoma olinyo lwokubiri nasumulula obunyo obutakoma n'omukka neguva mu bunya negulinya ng'omukka ogw'enkomye nnene n'enjuba nebbanga nebizikizibwa olw'omukka ogw'omu bunya.
Have
you heard what is? Even a star came from heaven and it comes on the side of the world.
Bible
uses a language here. It's used a star initially and it comes from heaven. After finishing, he said, and he was given the key of the bottomless pit, and he opened it, and there happened a great smoke. Darkness covered the earth and the sky never gave its light. Yet the one given of the bottomless pit, Revelation 9:11, it has their king, angel of the bottomless pits. His name is Abaddon or Apollyon. That is Revelation 20, verse 1 and 2. The one who had a big chain and the key of the bottomless pit, he captured Satan. Now brethren, spirit of understanding in the double portion, who connects command by command, scripture by scripture,
they are a little.
The one who joins them now.
The
John of heaven moved in the Bible. The call of the nation. It was revealed in the Bible. What
is
meant to be done in the midst of the world to be a blessed country in the midst of the world. This is a blessing, and people hear words which will be amazing them. And they say, indeed, that's an understanding nation, and people with wisdom who have God who is near to them. When they call on him,
it
did what it did us this time. Hell is one of the dangerous things, which is in the creation of heaven and earth. Even though there is what is beyond it, the lake of fire. But it's so surprising that we preachers of the gospel these days, things which are harmful, we put them aside. We don't explain them to people. Even those which are the best in the world, there are good things, but there are better things in goodness, those in heaven. But them two are not explained to people.
We
fail to explain even the worst. Hell and the lake of fire.
We
also fail to explain the best. And we were in the middle there. And the world devastated us with its desires. After we fell in the worst. As if you pass in problems. But on the world there is no problem. All things on the world they are possible to
comfort.
But if you fall in hell, that made it impossible for him to take you out.
Amen.
After they
get you to judgment, move on ahead to the lake of fire. The world tried to show you the solution. You have problems.
And
you forget to align yourself on the next worst problem. All things will fight on them. Those you call problems under the sun. And you fight to be well. And you'll end up being so bad off. Not look in the light of the word of God.
Separately
the worthful from the worthless.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
So all
those words, brethren,
we have careful.
For Satan moved to deceive this world.
Bible
says, when Satan was chased from heaven, some of the angels was bound with him in the chains. If Satan is in charge of hell,
he
got angels he fell with, and he imprisoned them himself. Those things are false.
In
Jude 1:6, he says this.
Jude chapter 1,
verse
6. Abatakuma bukulu bwabwe bo. Naye ne baleke ebifo byabwe bo bennyini. Abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna. Wansi w'ekizikiza. Olw'omusango ogw'okulunaku olukulu.
But
even angels
who
did not keep their dominions,
abakumira,
he keeps them
munjegere,
in the chains
under
the darkness
abakumira musango.
And he keeps for judgments
in
the bottomless pit.
Satan cast
2019 years back, he was not thrown there alone. Even some of his fallen angels are thrown there. They met sinners of many generations. The punishments are moving on there.
You know,
studied hell and to see in the journey of heaven. Moved in the Bible. I cried tears, I got tired.
And
no one you redeem from there. No one comes out there. We saw it. Whatever is there, how are things?
We went to Jerusalem,
heaven to study in the Bible. Those you've seen, they are written where we
studied,
and they bring you back,
and
they pick you, go back. We want to show you more other things.
Even
these here and there of in the brief concerning hell, but Gehenna, hell has amazing things in it.
Jude
1:6, if he
said,
the angels didn't keep their dominions, they are kept in the chains, in the darkness, in the pits down, to the day of judgment. That's why even when you pray today,
if
we just Satan and demons, we send them in the bottomless pits, not in the deserts. If you send them in the deserts, they come back. If you send armies of angels of chains, angel Abaddon, capture, put them in the pit. You put them to the day of judgment.
Let's
repeat Jude 1:6 we hear. Jude chapter 1 verse 6.
Neba malaika abatakuma bukulu bwabwe bo. Naye ne baleka ekifo kyabwe bo bennyini. Abakuumira mu njegere ez'ennaku zonna wansi w'ekizikiza olw'omusango gw'okulunaku olukulu.
Paka ku musango
to judgment.
Kakati waluwa aba tulimba.
Now those who deceived us. Things who are false in the world. We had intercessors. They always sit behind. And they have wrapped their feet like that. As if they are in the shrines. Or in the mosque. And they
read
in the sessions and they wake up. I've seen Satan and
his
demons coming from hell attacking church. You call it a what? A stell where people just come and go. Hell is a prison.
A prison
they just set you free, move like that out.
And
we woke up, we beat demons from hell, we fire you, we attack you, we send you, we beat hell, and you beat it and you imprison them. I don't know madness which happened on church. Satan makes people mad and get corrupted. Intercessors too were corrupted long time. I thank the Lord. We were in intercession. I saw Satan and his demons. And they come from hell. And they have come to attack church.
Oh,
brethren. Hell, you just get out like that. Satan faked hell. And his show is a stell. You can run from there. Let me tell you, follow the problem. If you dare fall there, you will see, don't get out of there. The rich man in Luke 16, 1925,
they
come from hell and room on this world, and they become winds moving on the world. When he fell there, he said, my God, I am in agony in this
Ibrahim.
Place. Abraham. They sent people on the world. One my five brothers.
He
thought will come back on their heads and move around like the winds of this world. All those stories you have of falsehood that join on the winds which dry clothings. You join on demons of your fathers. You will fall on the all. You will be surprised why some of you saw your late relatives dying when they are pooping on themselves and they are protruding
eyes.
The men are taking me.
They
thought they would join their winds blow.
So
men the Abaddons, angels of hell, they have come for them. Don't take they find they have difficulty with themselves and they snatch the spirit out as if they are sleeping and they are in fear. What is wrong? I have seen men, they have been in the window there. They look very funny looking at me. Let me tell you, you are on this world, you are on a dream. The day you unclothe the body, you will get out of the dream. For you will see the realities. Those on the world, you see the real people on the world. Today you see bodies. You are about to see the real ones. You know you clothe that the parts of the body. You call yourself that body. You will unclothe it, put it down, and you wonder. You know, I left the body, I got surprised. My God. All along, I'm not that body. My goodness. Angels tell me, and they take me, I say, you come with me, they pull me on the hand, I'm looking on the body I've come out of. I'm saying, my God.
Angel,
what is that? And me, I'm here. Me, who am I? That all
look
is a cloth. You are the original who was checked out of it. I went, they take me, I'm looking back to the body. Not yet. And at the end of the journey,
I
all long have been in the dream while in the body, and I say I am the one. Now you're about to wake up. If you want to wake up in your wisdom, mind. For now we wake you up. Bible
say,
awake you, sleeper. The light of Christ lights to you. This time wake up. We are true. If you can
say
because of this, if you want to steal more,
but
in hell you will not say, I stole a little, they beat me a little, nothing. That's
why
Bible
says,
Matthew 23, Jesus said, let the evils commit more sin, even the righteous be more righteous. Don't do a little righteousness and you mix it with evils. You are on salt. You put in milk of the word of God. It's going to be spoiled. What will you show? If you trust righteousness and you sin, if you die in your unrighteousness that you've committed in that time, they choose to save you that you are in grace, but you are led by grace. That is the Holy Spirit.
And
he convicts us of sin, righteousness, and judgment.
Let's
think well, brethren. Get out of the dream. Let the light of the word shine your way. And you see truth of things. Now as you've heard in the Jude 1:6, angels who didn't keep their dominions, they are kept in the chains under the darkness. Darkness is of the bottomless pit. In the day of judgment,
we
remember they were just in heaven. In Revelation 12, in the verse 7 unto 10, when they chased them, pushed them on the wall, angels of hell looked for them. He's there. Capture them. As they told them, stop there.
The
other number, we leave it to church to bind them. And they had bound some.
You
don't know how fallen angels acted stubborn in heaven, in the Jerusalem of heaven, as they are still there, and they are mixed up with holy angels. Now they chase them from there, Angel Abaddon and his army, and they chase them. In the rim below, they pushed them from the city, threw them to the planet, as they are still here, of the bottomless pit had come out. Satan is where? These who were protecting him, they captured all of them till they have snatched him out. Let's read in Revelations. Revelations 12 from verse 7.
Ne wabo lutalo muguru Mikayiri ne bamalayika abe ngabata balokulana no gusota ogusota ne gulana ne bamalayika bagwo olunyiri olwomunana ne batayinza so ne watalabika kifo kyabwe nate muguru olunyiri olwekumi olwomwenda no gusota ogunene ne gusulibwa omusota ogwedda oguyitibwa omulyolyomi era sitani omulimba w'ensi zonna ne gusulibwa ku nsi ne bamalayika bagwo ne basulibwa nagwo.
Chased him from heaven, Satan, even his fallen angels, and they pushed them down right from Jerusalem, seat of heavens. But as they were there, they are throwing them. And the angel, bottomless pit and his army, angel Abaddon, angel of chains, angel of hell,
and
he's come out with his army. Come here. You want Satan. Now
those
who protected him, they first captured, threw them in hell, and they captured him. When they arrested him, they told them, stop.
The
remaining number put in hands of church, whatever they bind on earth, which we shall bind them. Yet we too rather sent them in the deserts.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
Mbademboza.
I am asking.
Kubato manche baito lutalo.
We know what it war means.
Wabao side is onokulumizibwa.
Both sides get inflictions of casualty. But we are blessed.
Tituine ya tuwali wa mulugendo luno.
Have the one taken in this journey.
Na yole sewa byonna.
He was envisioned the all.
Sewa, mbadde nsaba.
I am requesting.
Okutegeze wa olutalo lwali lutia.
To be told how did the war progress.
Ba malaika ba katonda na oba alumizibwa.
Did the angels of God also get casualties.
Amanyo mbulizi wa njiri tomas.
Amnema apo evangelist yes, topas. Praise Jesus.
Ubikulire kuminabili nje tusomi.
Revelations 12 we have read.
Ega mantine bata ya gara vula muvu
wawe. It says they did not love their life.
Kutuka nekufa.
To reaching death. They too had casualties because wounds of angels heal in instant. They did love their lives to reaching death. They too had casualties. Wounds of angels cause they have no blood like ours. They have the blood of life, what
water.
We call the living water. Their wounds heal instant. But wounds of fallen angels did get healed. Those are the ones you call the aliens. They got devastated and ruined by the weapons of God which are mighty. Spoke in Revelation
15.
Praise the Lord.
I'm
Apostle Innocent.
Mbuza tulabanga mukubikulirwa abiri.
We see in Revelations 20.
Satan yasibibwe emyaka 10.
Satan was bound 1,000 years.
Tuli mu 2019.
We are in 2019 years now.
Yavayo kema bega kawo
kati wali ali out some time back and now he's free.
Echovangayo.
He's never gotten out.
Echokubiri.
The second.
Tulaba Abaddoni era mukubikulirwa abiri ngava muguru.
Abaddon Revelations 20 coming from heaven.
Chitegeza anti
as is king of the bottomless pit, he had left an e-church and he had been to be in Jerusalem. The secrets are these. There are 1,000 years spoken of. Revelations 20 in the verse 1 and 2. Those years are in the mystery. In that mystery revealed in 2 Peter chapter 3 and the verse 8 unto 10. And we are told this. I don't want you brethren not to know this, that before the Lord 1,000 years
they
are like one day, and one day is like 1,000 years.
During
that mystery you get 2,000 years plus. And right now we are in reserve years. Those years are in the mystery. Satan has never been set free.
Remind
them 1,000 years, it's a mystical thing. If you want to be revealed of it, go 2 Peter chapter 3 verses 8 and to 10. They will tell you 1,000 years are equal to one day.
These
are put them in the mystery. The other, that one day, equal to 1,000 years.
You went,
I joined them, I get 2,000 years. And
one
I joined
plus
them 1 plus 1. 2,200 plus years. The mystery is right there. Those words are mystical. I told you we are just blessed as a nation. We to know them. The other will read 1,000 years. They passed in 2,000 years. They said right now, it means he was set free. You must have been revealed that mystery. The other he has asked, if you read well in Revelations, chapter 1.
Jesus
went to hell 3 days. He overcame death and hell. He came out with the keys of there. He ascended with it. That's why Revelation 20, that angel was restored those keys. When Revelations 1 says, Jesus overcame death and hell, and he has the keys to there. He first moved with them to heaven.
Abaddon,
bring my keys.
He moved
with them in heaven.
Angel
Abaddon had to leave the bottomless pit, ascend, pick those keys again.
era byamuwe babuwe
they were just giving him back.
Edusome byandi kuwe byo
robo de read the scriptures because of time
soma mukubikulira sura yeso
read Revelations 1
uja kulaba engeri mukama face byawangura
Jesus overcame death and hell in those days
era nabajja ke bisumuzo nasoka byetiza
from them restored to himself. That's why in coming out no one opened for him, he opened himself. Most people ask when he opened, he shut Abaddon in there, they both came out. In coming out of Jesus, he came out some sinners who believed him. Who led them to come out? Angel of bottomless pit. And they left shutting it there. Some of those, things I speak of hell now, they are in the very brief.
Yes,
praise Jesus. I have to speak of hell in the BC.
Yes, we
before Christ in hell, how it was working. And I speak it after the death and resurrection of Jesus. How is it working now? And I speak of it after the coming back of Jesus. The 1,000 mystical years when they will finish, for they will open it. The second resurrection. Both the resurrection of the evils and the good ones.
Praise
the name of the Lord.
I'm
evangelist Stephen. I'm requesting to broaden my mind. We see that that war first happened between the angels. But after they accepted the church, the remaining fallen angels, and they gave us a right over them. Now I'm asking, angels are more powerful than us. What was the motive to give us a authority over them? Yet we see they seem powerful than
yes,
us.
Yet
his authority was given us by the Holy Spirit. Why did they leave them there?
Yes,
praise Jesus. When the Israelites were living in Egypt, in the book of Judges chapter
2,
God beat many of their enemies and he left for them 5 nations. And he told them, I will not take them away.
Or
you will forget how to fight warfare. I've left them for you to learn how to fight. And that caused him in the Matthew 10 to give us authority on the demons to chase them. Authority of the Holy Spirit. But we are told,
2 Corinthians
chapter 10 verse 4 and down, that the weapons of our war, they are not carnal, but they are mighty to demolish strongholds. The weapons of our war, it's not us who have them, but we have angels sent to minister to us, and they have those weapons. Revelation 15. And that's why Bible says, what you bind on earth in heaven is its bound. Then we shall be workers together with angels. We are on the commanding post. And we command the angels to work the war to happen. But because of time, let's get one question. Praise the Lord.
Amanya ne dobozi.
I'm named voice.
Musomesa Julius Christolite.
Teacher Julius Christolite.
Ndi musanyu funti ekibuzo kyengenda okubuza kirina answer.
I'm happy that the question I'm asking has an answer.
Era ndi wamukisa kulwecho.
I'm blessed because of that.
Mukama Yesu Kristo ave magombe.
Jesus comes from hell.
Nebisumuze byobunyo
butakoma. With the keys of the bottomless pit.
Avayo na Abaddon.
He comes out with Abaddon.
Spends
40 days on this world. He goes back to heaven. ascends above the heavens, then he comes back in the Jerusalem city and gives the keys back to the angel of hell, asking those days those who were dying, those who were not righteous, where were they put? Revelation 6 verse 7 and 8 says,
angel,
death is not alone, he has the angel of those days angel of hell were captured and they were with those spirits. They didn't give them to the angel of hell till those days finished. Revelation 6, 7 and 8.
I saw
angel on the yellow horse, the angel of death, and behind him came the angel of hell. Those angels are divided. Some of them work on the mission of death, gathering spirits of people on the world. In death, is the shepherd of the evils who shepherds them. When
he
fails his side of them, he gives them to hell. He takes them to the bottomless pit. They spent Jesus with the keys. They didn't throw them in the pits. They were given angel of death and they kept them all those days until the key was restored to the angel of hell. But most we shall hear them on the next Sunday. Let's go to the next service. May God bless you.